This President's Day weekend, avoid the consumerism and plan to explore outdoors with your friends and family or enjoy a little time solo. Either way, while you are out, take a few moments, or at least 15, and help count the birds. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This weekend, it's the Great Backyard Bird Count. This is Bay Birds. When was the last time you just sat in your backyard and enjoyed the wildlife that was sharing it with you? Just this morning, I heard an oak titmouse, a California towhee, golden-crowned sparrows singing in the backyard, and I spotted a few white-crowned sparrows, a downy woodpecker, a couple of ravens, and a pair of mourning doves, and even an American robin. That all in the matter of minutes it took me to rapidly gather my stuff and jump in the car for work. Imagine how many different bird species I may have seen or heard if I spent a little more time just hanging in the yard. Well, this weekend we all have the perfect excuse to do so. The Great Backyard Bird Count asks only for 15 minutes of your time this weekend, but you can spend much longer if you choose. As you probably already know, birds are everywhere. Some birds even have managed to carve out their own special niche in our concrete jungles. So it really doesn't matter where your backyard happens to be, whether it's a balcony, a postage stamp like mine, or spans acres, there will most likely be birds somewhere nearby, and knowing which birds are where is important. Ornithologists and bird conservationists are always seeking comprehensive data on bird populations so they can identify bird populations that may be at risk, determine if threatened species are making a comeback, or even track the expansion of non-native species. However, they can't be everywhere at once, so the efforts of citizen scientists become crucial. Not a bird expert? No worries. Unlike many other bird monitoring efforts, the Great Backyard Bird Count is one where you don't have to be an avid or expert birder. If you can only identify three or four birds you see, then you just report those birds. Even those people who insist they can't identify any birds soon realize they can at least identify the American robin, the regal rock dove, otherwise known as a pigeon, and probably the scrub jay or American crow as well. If the idea of searching through a bird guide seems a little daunting, you can download a local bird list on the Great Backyard Bird Count website at www.birdsource.org/GBBC and narrow down the list of possible birds you might see. We at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary would also be happy to help you narrow down your list. We have a few most common water and songbird checklists that we'd be happy to share. So this weekend, even if you plan on going no farther than your own backyard, you can participate in the nationwide Great Backyard Bird Count. It runs Friday, February 18th through Monday, February 21st, and is a great way to learn more about the birds visiting your own nature spaces while helping those of us working to protect them. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.